just going to cover the purposes and methods. And as you can see, we have quite a range of sponsors and supporters. These are the key inner group of study personnel. Note the 60 reviewers. Moving on now, we've established an expert review panel, people who are renowned throughout the world for their knowledge and experience in relationship to CBPHC. So I'm sure a lot of those names are familiar to you. And look, moving on here, we have a range of representatives from around the world, as you can see. Why did we do this study? Well, the second and third line really summarise it. There's a lot of safe, inexpensive, proven care out there, but it's not reaching the majority of the population, those people who need it most. What about sickness care? 70 to 90% of all sickness care takes place in the home. This is a quote from WHO Health Report 2002, and it's been said that the rest of the report went on to totally ignore this finding. Another aspect to think about is that the input, the knowledge that's in their community has not been used, is not being used for programs, and so of course, if you're not consulted about something which is done on you, then why get involved? So will you help us have a healthy future? These young Malagasy people are asking us, the helpers, the facilitators, not the doers, about the future. So what is CBPHC? Well, CBPHC, the key words there are, it's a process in which health programs and communities are brought together. It involves the promotion of key behaviours and it connects to existing health services. That we're concerned with not what happens within facilities, but beyond facilities, in the community. It can include multi-sectoral approaches. It can include government programs, private programs. It can include comprehensive or highly selective programs. So we use, for this study, we're using quite a broad definition of CBPHC. And the particular types of activities we're concerned with are listed there. So communications with individuals, families and communities to improve key practices, social mobilisation and community involvement for planning, delivering and using health services, and provision of health care in the community, including both preventative and curative services. The goals of our study, we're looking for the strength of evidence to support CBPHC. What conditions are necessary within communities for these interventions to work? What approaches are most effective? What can we learn from past programs? What extra research is needed? And how can these programs be scaled up across nations, really, so that the poor are reached? And also, then, what are the implications of these findings for regional, national and global health policy? So how did we identify the documents for inclusion in the review? So we chose documents which included one or more interventions with a CBPHC approach, which had a measurement of health care, ideally direct, but also indirect measurements of health, and also those assessments which assessed such things as equity and cost effectiveness. What sort of data search terms did we use? Well, these terms basically brought up anything to do with child health mortality, major morbidities, and communities, so community health and workers or participation activities within the community. Other sources we broadcast across the internet for anyone else who knew about studies in this area. And we were particularly concerned to include grey matter, things which had not been published, but yet were of a reasonably high standard to use. We approached knowledgeable persons from around the world. And if you see there, my point about the grey literature, documents which were not published, but provided adequate description of intervention and had a satisfactory form of evaluation. And so naturally, studies which had no specific intervention or no specific assessment of effectiveness were left out. What was the review process we followed? Well, our search produced well over 1,000 documents. Each document was assessed against the inclusion criteria by 2 people independently. And it never happened, if a third person was necessary, a third person was used to break the tie. Each document which qualified for inclusion was reviewed by 2 independent reviewers according to standardized forms. These forms collected both quantitative and qualitative data, and we had 2 different types of forms, one for reviews and one for single focus articles. Each pair of reviews was then consolidated and checked by a third senior reviewer and then included in an EpiInfo software for further analysis. So where are we now? Well, the review is still in progress. So much work to do, but so much more still to do. The meeting of the expert review committee to examine the report of the review is to take place at the end of late January, and we hope to have for you the final report in the first quarter of next year. So I hope I've given you just an overview of purposes.